Hi there, this is Laureate Hughes of Four Leg Rehab, your place for online canine rehab education. Now, in today's audio, and this is again on business and marketing, and this one I want to call the cats and dogs of marketing. So I had read a little blurb about this topic, and I think it goes great, of course, with canine rehab, right? Small animal rehab for that matter. Okay, now, marketing can be confusing and overwhelming, especially to the newbie of marketing. But I'd like to pass along a really simple analogy that can work for all of your marketing, okay? So, you think about it this way. You're either marketing to a cat or to a dog, okay? And I don't mean the species. Now, realistically, you're either marketing to new prospects or existing clients. Your new prospects are like cats. They're curious, they're easily tempted, ooh, shiny, right? But they're easily scared and quickly bored, right? So you don't say, here, kitty, kitty, and try and grab them, right? And if you keep showing them the same shiny thing over and over again, pretty soon they're going to be like, shiny thing, okay? But your existing clients are like dogs, okay? In that if you give them attention and treat them well, they'll be loyal, okay? So you need to think about how you are treating your existing clients, the relationship that you're building with your existing clients. Okay, so then if you break it down into everybody, you're either marketing to cats or dogs, right? So your new clients, your cats. So here you've got to look at your tools and your strategies. So your website is what's going to attract the cat. So on your website, you have to think about new people coming to your website and what is your website showing them. Is it shiny? Does it have interesting things, right? You can attract new clients if you do a booth at a trade show or a dog festival or something like that. You can look at Facebook or Google ads, your Google web page for your business. Okay, everybody should make sure their Google web page is, you know, accounted for. Even your phone conversations and the phone conversions that you make. So when your new prospect calls in, you know, what's the conversation that they're having with your front desk, okay, or that you are having with them? Alrighty, talks and lectures and webinars are also ways to get in front of potential new clients, and joining Facebook groups and talking on there and answering questions on there. Now let's look at your existing clients. So your existing clients are likely interacting with you on Facebook, or hopefully they are. You should ask them to like your Facebook page. Get a Facebook page. Okay, you can do direct mail of offers and promotions to them. You can do emails and e-blasts where you would send out a bunch of emails to all of your clients and let them know what's going on in your facility or with your practice. You can do newsletters, okay, that could go out either in email form or in actual physical form. And you can do educational events, so hosting free education or different things that would get your people coming to see you or into your clinic again, okay? And then you could do things like an open house, so a customer appreciation event, those sorts of things. Alrighty, so, sorry, I just have to cough there. Now, let's look at some of your concepts for new client strategies, concepts, right? So here you need to think about shiny attractants, right? Oh, what's going to get their attention? How are you going to get them to even look your way, right? So if you're doing a booth, think about what kind of a giveaway you could have at your booth. So something that would bring them in, draw them in, right? Even if I'm sorry, I have to scratch my dog at the same time as I'm doing this because I know she needs to go potty, but I started lecturing or started talking and anyways, so if you hear a little in the background, that's the Sheltie. Okay. So yes, giveaways at the booth. I want to tell you this story. We had a booth at a Christmas market, and it was all dog stuff. Anyways, the guy beside us was making personalized dog tags, have your name, your phone number, all the rest, right? Anyways, he was one of those typical kind of a slimy sales guy, right? But he was brilliant because everybody that walked by, if they kind of looked at, you know, they looked at his table and all the rest, he would ask them, hey, do you have a dog? Well, okay, the answer is, duh, that's why I'm at the dog facility going to a canine Christmas market. But everybody said yes, right? So they all talked to him. Yeah, oh, what kind of dog do you have? Oh, how old is your dog? Well, now he's got them engaging with them, right? It's like, duh. Anyway, so not that it's a shiny attractant, but it's a engaging conversation. Okay. Other things, sorry, some sort of a fun picture in your ad, offering free education or information, easy conversation. So this kind of fits in with the slimy sales guy beside us, but it can fit in with somebody phoning you too, right? An easy conversation where you're asking more questions. You know, tell me about your dog. Well, how, you know, so you start into those questions. Or your front desk staff does, right? And that's important because, what is it they say? They don't care how much you know, they want to know how much you care. So asking lots of questions, more questions than you are, you know, boasting about yourself or saying, oh yeah, we do that. Oh yeah, yeah, we can do that, you know, and looking that you want to get to the, you want to grab the kitty, right, too soon. So talk to them more so that the cat wants to come up and engage with you, right? If you have some sort of online, or if you're online, you want to direct them to your webpage, right? Because that's the next easy strategy. So they're, your prospect is curious. You want to take them down to the path where they start to interact with you and play with you. And so that can be directing them to your website where you have information and videos or something. Or something like a call to discuss. So instead of hitting them with, hey, call to book, you want to say, hey, call to discuss your case with me, or with the clinic or whatever, because that is less intimidating than saying call to book an appointment, right? So again, you are slow to get them to engage, okay? And give them content and advice and thoughts. Think about it as give, give, give. What can I give? What can I give? Because the giving is what's important. Okay, so this is your cat. It's your new prospect. You go slow. You have your shiny attractants. You work with their curiosity, but then you do interesting things and different things and new stuff that would get in front of them. Okay? And you engage and get that cat feeling comfortable, you know, so that it's not a you have to grab the cat. It's the cat walks, you know, is now on your lap and you're like, oh, looks like I own a cat now. Alrighty. Now, for your existing clients, these are your dogs. Okay? Now here, you are looking to build and foster the relationship. Okay, so this is something like your Facebook posts that might be patient stories and cartoons and things of interest. You might boost these posts, which means you pay for them to go in front of your target audience. And you want the posts you boast are going the posts you boost are going to be the ones that promote your clinic or highlight what you do. So I always put a cartoon on my clinic post on a Monday, but I would never boost that post because it doesn't necessarily say anything drawing back to the clinic. My existing clients think it's great, right? But if I put a post up there that, so one that worked well recently was I put one that last Tuesday, I saw 4 Cocker Spaniels, a Basenji, a Toy Poodle, a 3 Rottweilers, and 7 Shelties. So I posted, I took a picture of each group of dogs, or like one or two representatives of the group, anyways, and put that on. Anyways, they loved that. That one got tons of likes and shares and shares even, that's crazy. And And that I can boost to make sure it gets in front of people because it's talking about the clinic. It's interesting. So anyways, that's the kind of a post that you would boost. And that's going to get in front of all of my clients. So the people that are already my dogs, and I'm just fostering a relationship with them. Okay. Create some monthly promotions. So whether that's a discount or a coupon or prizes or contests or specials like a special nail trimming event or whatever, right? So something monthly that you are making an offer to your existing clients because they're so special. You're treating them special because they're your existing clients. Okay. So you can also then do direct mail. This can be whatever your promotion is for the month. You can do an e-blast, a monthly e-blast that's a little bit of newsy stuff or like education, a little bit of fun stuff, so maybe a cartoon, and you can actually put in there some personal stuff, right, where, you know, here's what's happening with the people at the clinic, and then some promotional stuff. Okay, so here's our promotional offer, or bring your dog in for this. You can do newsletters where you can deep dive into a topic, but also make sure you allow for fun and personality too in your newsletters. Okay? You can do free education for them, so an education night. But you can also do paid, you know, you can have courses or classes for them. There's so much we can offer. Okay? So think about that too. Like we said, an open house or a customer appreciation or a celebration of your birthday or whatever. So to bring the clients in, thank them for coming, interactions, you know, prizes, that kind of stuff too. And then check in on them. This one is really quite simple. Check in, communicate, show that you care. If you knew that your aunt had fallen down the stairs and broken her leg, you might send her an email, you might phone her and check in on how she's doing, you know, show you care, because you do. Okay, so it's just a matter of if you haven't seen a client or you saw a client once and then you didn't see them again, check in on them. If you used to see a client regularly and then they've fallen off, check in on them because you care. Okay. Whew, alrighty. Essentially, we tend to get blinded when it comes to our own businesses, right? So we sort of think, well, people should know about that. Well, I can't believe that they don't know that we do bracing and splinting or whatnot. Or, you know, how is it that that person didn't know we existed? You know, the amount of people that are always saying, oh, we didn't even know you existed. Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, all of the 1.2 million people in Calgary are not likely to know that the Canine Fitness Center exists. But, hey, it's on me to try and make sure I am more known out there, okay? So think about these two categories, and where you fit. Sorry, I'm just getting over a cold. It's now been like almost, it's been like 2 days shy of a month that I've had this cough. Anyways, so think about where you fit in with someone else's business. What attracts you to a business or attracted you to a certain business? What turned you off? What made you call or go in or click or buy a certain product, right? And then, so that's when you were a cat. And when you became a dog, what kept you as a customer? What maybe turned you away or made you leave certain businesses as well? Okay, so think about that because you are a cat or a dog to somebody else as well. Alrighty, so the next time you want to market, I want you to think very simple. You can get very overwhelmed with all the different things that you could do, should do, must do, all the rest. But boil it down and think, okay, what am I trying to do? Do I want to attract a cat or a dog for this? Is this going out where I'm going to be in front of a bunch of cats and I want to attract them? Or am I wanting to do something to keep my loyal customers coming back and engaging with them? Okay? Am I targeting a cat or a dog? And then you're going to proceed from there. Whew. Alrighty. I hope that helps and maybe gives you a really simple way to look at your marketing. And that's it. Good luck to you in practice, and until next time, cheers.